collect business requirements. The supply chain strategy must be aligned with business needs. These factors include, but are not limited to, corporate mission, vision, strategy, and goals, customer preferences, requirements from external partners, employee preferences, regulatory requirements, sustainability. Business requirements are used to generate the project scope, business and project objectives, and any assumptions that are made during the initial planning. Updates to the project charter may be made throughout the project as business needs change. Recall that the project must identify specific ways to meet strategic goals, and there may be many ways to achieve a specified goal. These specific items have already been identified in earlier stages of the project, but need to be assembled and included in the project charter. For example, the organization may have a goal to reduce overall holding costs for inventory by 10%. This goal can be accomplished multiple ways, such as through faster and more efficient transportation through the supply chain network, reducing inventory amounts, or identifying cheaper warehousing options than are currently used. The project must indicate which option, S, it intends use to achieve the stated goal. For example, by using employing IoT and other technologies such as AI to streamline movements through the network and reduce inventory days on hand while maintaining customer service levels. Another example of a potential KPI that could be targeted is reducing goods receipts wait times through the use of goods receipt automation enabled by RFID technology. An analysis of the strategic alignment should be done once business requirements have been collected and throughout the life of the project. It will highlight any new or changing business requirements and identify gaps between the project's stated goals and the requirements and strategy of the business. As business requirements change, the ongoing strategic alignment analysis may highlight where a change in business requirements indicates a change to the project charter. Examples of changes in requirements that may require a project charter revision include change of requirements due to external new market and customer requirements and/or internal changes in business direction and KPIs. Newly identified opportunities. Updated requirements due to changes in regulations.